The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Escape to the forest and make unforgettable memories together.
Saoirse Ronan, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good.
Well, I actually just had to do an interview where I ate a bunch of snacks from Ireland and the UK, and I had to compare both and pick a winner.
I want to know a little bit about this because I've seen it on YouTube with various other personalities. So what Irish snacks did they give you?
They gave me Tato.
Obviously.
Which one? On a sandwich.
Oh, very good. Butter or no butter?
Sambo. And I gave a shout out to the Tato pop-up shop.
What else did they give you from Ireland?
Huh?
What else did they give you from Ireland?
So Tato, Ballymaloe, jam mallows, barn brack, which I don't really like. So that lost that round.
what was the last thing then on the food thing, just as we're here? What was the most awful thing from the UK?
The worst thing, they gave me a thing which I do actually like, but it's very salty, called Gentleman's Relish.
Well, I think we should move on to talk about the movie. I do you know what I was so happy about going to see this movie, See How They Run? It was that, and I always like to see anything that you're in, and that's not Plamos, that's a true story. Secondly, I had no idea what it was about because I chose not to read anything about it. It's my favourite way of going to see a film.
Oh, great. Yes, yeah. I think that's definitely a good way to go into a movie.
No prejudgment. And then it comes on the screen and it's all 1950s, which is my bag. It's Agatha Christie completely. You're there doing like the funnies in your own accent. This is wonderful.
Yeah, I insisted on using my own accent because I'm sure I've said to you in the past how scary I find comedy. And I think the only way I was willing to like properly give it a go was if I could use my own voice, because it's just too many things to think about otherwise. So they let me use my own accent, and it was great. It was really nice to finally enjoy being Irish and also not having it be a thing that she's Irish. You know, she's just, it's never something that's commented on. It's not really a part of her character, which I greatly appreciate.
Oh, it was lovely because, as you say, it could have been used for a cheap gag against, you know, all right, Paddy, you know, what have you. But nothing of the sort occurs at all.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, when we meet Stalker at first, my character, she is incredibly green. She's very over-enthusiastic. She's quite overwhelmed by the case that she's been handed. She's also been partnered with someone who is pretty jaded and doesn't really have a love for the job anymore. And she's at the very beginning of her career where she's the complete opposite. And so she makes like quite a few kind of mistakes. She misjudges quite a few things to begin with, but ultimately sort of becomes one of the heroes of the piece. And I really love her journey as a character. And you sort of think she's one thing and then you start to learn more about her life away from the job, and you have a whole new perspective on her.
That's so, it. Yeah. It's that lovely 1950s thing. Not lovely isn't the right word, but it's that 1950s thing where a lot of people are damaged still after the war, and there's a lot of loss and there's a lot of sadness. I mean, I know I said it's a comedy, but it's not without its nuance.
No, that's very true. And, you know, it's not something that is sort of milked at all.
No.
But I do like that that is the backdrop for, you know, a sort of what could seem like a sort of harmless comedy. It's you know, it's got a bit of depth to it, certainly with those two main characters that Sam and I play. So
it's also got that lovely Agatha Christie whodunit feel to it throughout. So it's kind of loyal to that genre, if you like. And so I was trying to figure out, when I knew I was going to be talking to you about this film, when you read the script initially and you saw Constable Stalker, the character you're going to play, did you say, like, I'm in the mood for doing something completely different? All your roles tend to be very different. In fairness, you don't have a sort of repeat performance, which is great. But this one just struck me as being you saying, no, I really want to kind of let loose a little bit in a totally different way. Is that fair to say, or?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I was right in the middle of lockdown and there were so many projects across the board that got shelved or just got completely cancelled, or were pushed so much that, you know, original people that were involved had to drop out and it became a different project or whatever. And when this came along, I initially was incredibly excited about it before I even read the script because of Tom George, the director who did the incredible BBC Three series This Country, which I absolutely love. And so I'm a huge fan of his and his style of comedy. And then when I read the script, it just was so easy to read. It sort of bounced off the page and everything was so sort of like tight and funny and paced. And, you know, everyone had a couple of scenes where they really got to shine and it really felt like a true ensemble. And I just, I don't know if like being part of something that was, you know, involved a huge cast and everyone had their moment was something that I yearned for more because I was not around anyone at the time and was kind of desperate for that sense of community even more on screen than usual. I don't know, but I wanted to do something funny and something that I could just have a good time doing, and, you know, and it's very scary and, you know, there's brilliant comedians that I've grown up watching that are absolute masters at that sort of genre, and to just be a part of that and be around comedians like Rhys Shearsmith from The League of Gentlemen and Inside Number 9, and, you know, that was very special for me.
Lovely. And it's quite a cast, as you say, the ensemble cast. Remind me a little bit of the Wes Anderson films that you've been in, and That lovely sense of everyone seemed to have fun. I was imagining that it's a great blooper reel. It had that feel to it.
I'd imagine so. Certainly with Sam Rockwell.
Yes.
He's a source of constant entertainment. I absolutely love that man. So.
There was a lovely relationship between you both, and especially when he goes into the pub instead of going to the dentist and you catch him, and it's just very sweet. There's a kindness there in the middle of it, just despite his misanthropic impatience.
Yeah, there is. But kind of going back to something that you had picked up on, like there is a darkness there too, you know, when he's someone that clearly has a dependence on alcohol and is trying to sort of suppress a lot of pain. And, you know, he's lonely. And I think my character has a loneliness in her own way as well. And she, you know, for all of her faults in terms of being incredibly naive when she comes into this job, she's very observant and incredibly kind of emotionally astute, actually. And so she sees that in him. So it was great because we had so many scenes that were just really silly and fun, but then Sam and I could have these moments of real kind of connection. So, yeah.
You know, you mentioned something about trying to kind of get out of the shadow of pandemic and get into meeting with people again. And since the toy show in the last couple of years has raised a lot of money for children's charities around Ireland, north and south. And one of the things I've learned, and I know this is close to your heart in some ways, is I didn't realise it because I don't move in your world, is how acting, music, movement can help kids evolve and grow and mature, especially kids who are shy, bullied or unhappy. It just brings them somewhere else. You probably have seen this doing workshops and that kind of thing. I've been bowled over by it. You've been acting since you were such a young person, but I've been really taken aback by it. It's actually quite moving to see what all of this can do.
Yeah, because I think what comes with that sort of expression is community and people helping one another to bring the best out in your peers. And to find any sort of creative expression, no matter what it is, or even if you're any good at it or not, I think it's incredibly important for a child's growth. And, you know, I was in a very sort of surreal environment some of the time growing up, but actually what an amazing place to be a kid, to be surrounded by adults that were very comfortable, you know, letting go of their inhibitions and being sort of silly and feeling nerves, but like working through it anyway and creating something out of that feeling. Like, it's I think it's quite a healthy outlook if you use it in the right way and you don't get too in your head about things. And I mean, I'm prepping for something right now and I'm working with Wayne McGregor again, who's an incredible choreographer over in the UK. And he worked with me on Mary Queen of Scots as well. And the reason why I love using him is that I am only thinking about what my body is doing, how it feels to be the person that I am at that point in time. And it means that I'm not just sort of like getting lost in my thoughts. Mm. And, you know, whether a kid finds that through dance, acting, through football or any other sort of sport, that's incredible. And like, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the children's workshop Cinemagic.
Yes.
That works with children who want to get into the film industry of all ages. It spans from very young up until sort of early teens, I think. Mm. And they were motivated by basically bringing both communities in the North together to work on something creative and artistic. And it's been an incredible success over the last few years. So, yeah, I've definitely been witness to that, you know, since I was young.
Did you miss out, do you think, on much, given your how quickly immersed you got into the world? Do you kind of ever think, oh, I wish I went to Irish college. I wish I could hang out at Longitude or, you know, all of those things. Are you, do you do? You kind of felt that a little bit?
Yeah, of course I do. I mean, I have been to Longitude, so I don't feel like I missed out on that. I go to all the festivals, sure. But no, I do. Of course, you know, I do feel like there's things I've missed out on. But to be honest, like, you're always going to feel like you've missed out on something. And sure, there's things that I, especially when I was a teenager, that I wish I could have been part of more socially, because it's such a formative time and it's
like
such
what?
An intense time. I think being part of younger social circles, I wasn't really around that as much, you know. But even though I wasn't necessarily with a bunch of people my own age from, like, say, I don't know, 15 to 18, it was only a few years, I was working with, yes, people who were older, but people who were very kind of free in their expression. And I really learned a lot from them. I mean, it wasn't like I was, you know, training to be a doctor or something, like, although I'm sure there's fun in that as well. But, like, you know, I was in like a play group essentially. But yeah, there's always going to be things that you'll feel you've missed out on. But, you know, whatever price you have to pay for doing something that you really love and you really feel kind of free doing, then I ultimately think that that's worth it.
The film is called See How They Run. Saoirse, it's a terrific film. Unfortunately, our time is up, so I need to say goodbye to you for now. And let's cut a deal that the next time I see you, it'll be in real life. We'll talk about other stuff.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like looking at you when you're a speaker. I want to see the man.
You know something? There are many people who would say that you have the much better alternative. And I think we should just agree that that's the case today. But no, we'll do it again properly, as I say, in real life, because I'm so fond of you and I miss you. And I can't wait to see you properly, as I say, soon.
I miss you too.
All right.
Bye, Ryan.
Congratulations. Good luck. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye for now. The text number, 51551.